station receives financial support from Sitka Medical Center, offering sports medicine with Dr. Donald Lehman in association with orthopedic surgeon Dr. Kerry Keller and Sitka Physical Therapy. More information is available at 747-5861.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska, where it is 26 degrees under clear and sunny skies. And joining me in the studio is Jeff Budd with the Greater Sitka Arts Council, here to tell us all about Mardi Gras. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jeff.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning.
Well, it's coming up fast and furious at the end of this month. The 28th, I believe, of February is when Mardi Gras starts.
Well, yeah, I guess officially it does, because the 28th is if you were going to participate in the 48-hour film festival. And you don't make a movie for 48 hours. You have 48 hours to make a five-minute film. Yeah. And they have you go down to, if you're interested, you pick up the queues at 713 B Sawmill Creek on the 28th of February between 5 and 7. And then those queues tell you what you have to do, so you can't have a film in the vault, as it were. And
so,
then they'll show it again in those shows. Then you have 48 hours to turn it in. And then they'll prepare them, and on the 13th, I believe, of March, you will get a chance to go down to the Coliseum and see those videos. And it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. That's pretty good. There's young people have been in them because their parents use them, and now those young people are making their own films. So it's pretty neat. It's been 5 or 6 years. I'm not sure exactly how long they've been doing it, but it's the efforts of Van Tansen and Shannon Hoagland putting it together. So it's kind of fun to see the films, and I suppose it's fun to make them too.
So technically, Mardi Gras starts on the 20th with signups for the 48-hour film festival, which I think we'll talk about in a few minutes in a little bit more detail.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, March 1st, it seems maybe that's the start of what people can attend with the wearable art show.
Right. So this year we're going to two shows on one day. In the past, we've done a Friday night show and a Saturday night show. And after talking with the artists and models, we decided we would try a matinee and an evening show. So March 1st is the first Mardi Gras event. You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books. There's, like I said, a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7 p.m. evening show, and they'll both be essentially the same, I assume. And we're waiting for people to get their applications in. We have some now, and the stories I hear, there's going to be some pretty interesting stuff. And you were trying to pump me for information on what I'm going to do, but I didn't give it away, and I'm not going to give it away either.
Well,
so
because this is
up.
The first year you're going to actually participate in the wearable art show instead of just help organize it.
No, I've been a model in every one.
Well, you've been a model. This is the first time you're going to make your own.
I'm going to make my own, create my own.
Right.
Create my own. I have to admit I have some help from Mrs. Vastola, but it's my idea and my creation. But I wouldn't say I'm making it. I would say I'm assembling it.
Okay.
Because that would be more accurate.
Well, in a few minutes, let's talk about the total two-week lineup for Mardi Gras. But let's start out by discussing what Mardi Gras is. What's the concept behind this basically two-week-long art festival?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the official title is Sitka Mardi Gras Music and Arts Festival. And it was started by Vern Culp, and I forget another person, I apologize. And they wanted to have a fest. They had two competing things, and as I recall, they kind of combined them after the first year. So maybe this is really the eighth Mardi Gras. But the idea was to celebrate spring. People are coming back. The fish are coming back. The herring are coming back. And it was on the shoulder season. So the idea was to celebrate art and all that, but also try to have a way to invite people from the region to come to Mardi Gras. So far, it's been just about 99% a Sitka kind of event. But the bigger picture is we hope will eventually will be a regional event. And we got an Alaska Airlines magazine with it this year. So at least people reading the magazine, if they read the little section with the things happening in Alaska during February, March, we'll see what's going on. And that's the idea. And so we've gone from 3 weeks, and we're trying to scale back to 2 weeks, and because things just get overwhelming. So that's what it's about. It's just a celebration and a hope for some economic activity for people in Sitka and downtown and everywhere else, because it all spreads all over the town through art.
You know, I do remember when it first started, understanding it to be sort of like that, a synthesis of some efforts that were happening. And then every year, it just seems like there is something new, something different, that you really work hard to keep public interest up for this event.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's kind of the biggest time of the year for us in a lot of ways. So we're excited to see what happens, and We'll talk about later some out of town guests for music and for art classes and things like that. And we've done that in the past as well.
Okay, well, we started off the interview with you discussing the 48-hour film festival. So signups are Friday, February 28th. But what is this film festival?
Well, it kind of ranges from everything. They brought some out-of-town things in before, but I was scratching my head during them. I'm not really sure. It was pretty avant-garde. I'm not sure where they were going. But some of them I understood. And there's a lot of zombie kind of things happening. Now there's zombie children, and I can't remember all of them. Some of them are very arty, some of them are fun, some of them are funny. And it's just those people that like to put together movies or videos, or I guess is what it is. You have 5 minutes to do it, and I don't know how they edit it. And people enjoy that the process of writing a script, taking the cues. So it might be you have to take a picture in front of the radio station, or one of the scenes has to be in the radio station, or something like that, just to make it a little bit more exciting than trying to watch as each video goes by to see where those what cues are alike. Because if you're not involved, you really don't know what the cues are. So it's fun, and like we were talking earlier, young people whose parents had them in the videos are now doing their own videos. So it's been fun to see that process all in 4 or 5, 6 years of doing this. So it'll be fun. And the films are, and if you don't like the film, it's over in 5 minutes. So that's good in that way. And if you like it, well, it was good too.
So people have an opportunity to make a 5-minute film, but they have to do it within 48 hours. And they have to incorporate certain cues that have been pre-established.
Yes.
And all that happens in a meeting and everything. Yep. But folks need to sign up for this by Friday the 28th.
Yep, you have that. You have 2 hours to go down there and get those cues, and then you start, the clock is ticking. And then you have 48 hours from then to turn them back in. And then it'll take the producers a week or so to get it back up together and put them all together. And then the 13th, they'll show them at 6 o'clock at the downtown Coliseum. And it's always fun. Always a good crowd there, too. So you have to come and see what people produce. And it's your friends and neighbors, doing some pretty wacky, fun, artistic things.
Well, what else is happening during Arte Gras?
Well,
what else is happening?
Another
Let's go
thing,
down
excuse me for the frog list. In my throat, is we're having the World Alaska Premiere of Adventure Cycling, what they call their Bicycle Eclectic Photos. So this is a magazine that supports bicycling. And it's they produce maybe 8 magazines a year. And in the back page, there's photos of bicycle tourists coming through Missoula. And so the guy that put this together, Greg Seipel, who's ridden from Prudhoe Bay to the tip of South America years ago, is the photographer for that. And they put together this showing of 30 different bicycle people. People that are bicycling through Missoula, and he's going to send that here, and we're going to have it at the back door. So it will be the grand opening, and I think that's on, where is it at?
March 1st,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. Yep, so that'll be at the back door, and it should be set up by 8 a.m., we hope, and that'll be the unveiling for that. And then Larissa Manuel is doing a photography workshop, and then on the March 3rd, we're doing our 3rd annual Tattoo is Body Art show at the pub, and you can sign up at the local tattoo shop or at the pub, and you can come down there, register at 7:30 and 8 o'clock the show starts. We're trying an art aerobics class that Susan Bronlin's doing, and it'll be in the Yaw Art Building, and you come and put on your dirty clothes or your clothes you don't care if you get paint on, and turn up the music and paint to music and get your inner art out on that canvas while you're listening to good old rock and roll or whatever. And then on the 7th, the Arts Council and Sitka Folk are bringing North Country Cajun Club over from Juneau for a dance. It's a 21 and over, and that'll be in Allen Hall, and you can get tickets at Old Harbor Books. And then we're bringing Ketchikan artist Yvonne Zerbitz will be over here the second week doing one for children and then other ones for adult workshops. All this information's on our website, which is either sitkaarts.org or thinkart.org/ThinkSitka. So either one will get you there. And then we talked about the 48-hour film festival will be shown on the 13th. There's the annual art walk on the 14th. And then it ends with the singer-songwriter grind, which will be at the Performing Arts Center And tickets, again, for our Old Harbor Books for that as well. So that's it in a nutshell. Again, you can call me at 747-4821 or my coworker Sarah at 738-5234 and get more information. Or, again, go to Think Art, Think Sitka.
Now, one of the showcases of Artie Gras has been the Wearable Art Show, which is coming up on Saturday, March 1st.
Yes.
And I assume that folks need to sign up for that pretty soon.
They do. If you are an artist out there and you are planning to do this, let us know, because the deadline, I believe we said, was the 15th of February. And the reason for the deadline is we need to know who's going to do it. We need to know their music so the person putting the music together can do that and we can get the program ready, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's always wiggle room in Sitka because many of us are busy, and so sometimes it takes longer. But so we're flexible, as always, but we'd like to know who's going to do what so we can get in the program.
Well, these 2 weeks are just jam-packed with events, and as you said, people can check out the full schedule online at Think Art, Think Sitka, or sitkaarts.org.
Yep.
Or they can call you. Can they call you?
Yes, they certainly may.
747-4821.
Yep, or they can call Miss Sarah at 738-5234. And I didn't mention a couple other things. The Fireweed Dancers are having their show on March 8th. And the National Park and the Forest Service are opening it's the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. So there'll be things going on around town for that as well.
And then on Friday the 14th, one day before Artie Gras ends, is the artwork.
Yep.
Their art walk. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that just briefly?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's the different galleries and shops open up. They many times will have food and music, and they'll often feature local or other visiting artists. And so it's a nice opportunity. People walk through town. You go from gallery to shop to gallery and get a chance to, you know, see your friends and neighbors, see what's new in the art thing, taste some